Jack Unitas, let's chat. You were the... Yeah, and this one actually plugs into my laptop, so... So let's chat for a second. Help us out here on the issue of the hotel tax. You voted yes. You've always been one of the point people on financial matters on this side of the aisle. So why did you break with your caucus?
Well, the only option that we've been offered by the state legislature to work on the challenges that are facing the CIB right now is the one we had before us this evening. And it was a package deal. If we don't do this one, then we don't get to get the sports district enlarged, and that's a very important piece of trying to land a little bit more regional, if you will, income, since that money comes in from other places. It's the only tool they gave us, and so for the moment, you know, you can't throw it away.
One of the things that's always been about, you know, the CIB accountability, when you look at their budget, they made a lot of cuts. The council's going to have a lot more oversight. You guys got the budget process you're about to go through. Is there enough, I guess, sort of safeguards in place that you can live with, you know, the money will be spent wisely that you folks approved to levy tonight?
If anybody involved in the CIB thinks they aren't going to have more scrutiny in the future than they've ever had in the past, then they're asleep. So clearly, this council is very, very concerned about how they're spending their money. We're very concerned that they do the best they possibly can, because there isn't enough to go around, even with this solution here. And ultimately, once we get over to the legislature and we come up with a better solution, that still doesn't give them, you know, free rein to just spend money. If this is going to be something that government's going to be involved in running, we need to run it well, and we need to run it lean, just like we're asking our departments here to do. Same thing applies to them.
Some of your colleagues on the council, before I let you go here, we're worried about, you know, this was the last time we had tax issues. We all, you know, sort of know what happened there. What do you think the reaction from the public is going to be? Because fundamentally, this is a tax that's paid for by people from outside of Marion County.
It is, Abdul, but people don't always understand that. And so, first of all, you've got that issue that people just heard we're increasing a tax and therefore it's a bad thing. And I understand that reaction. So, but people don't always get it that this goes on your hotel bill. And so you've got that kind of confusion out there. But I think you also have this question of, for all the other things we need to be doing in our city, you know, how is it that we keep coming up with more revenue sources for this particular sector of our world? And I think that's a good question. But for the moment, we got to make it work.
Mayor introduced a budget tonight. You've done and dealt with lots of budgets. Your thoughts on what's been put together?
Well, you got a briefing yesterday. I didn't get one. So right now you know more about it than I do.
Well, just the fact that the mayor is saying that they managed to, you know, increase public safety, flatline, hold back 5%, even though there's a whole lot of margin for error. I guess maybe I should rephrase this. What will you be looking for in this budget process between now and when you guys have to vote at the end of September?
Well, one of the things I'm going to be looking for is a little bit of truth about revenue sources. Because although we've got the caps on the property tax income, we do have growth in income tax incomes. And so I want to look at some of those revenue sources and see where the revenue growth is, because there's revenue growth in here. There's also a lot of federal money coming to the city right now, so we're very fortunate. A lot of things that we want to achieve will probably be able to be funded short term from that. So I want to be able to isolate those from our regular ongoing revenue stream. Those are two things I have in mind. And then I just really want to look and see what's happening to the programs that serve our people here.
All right. Jack Unitas, thank you very much.
Sure.